To temporarily fill the Senate vacancy, Governor Patrick turned away from high-profile politicians and turned to his former chief of staff and one-time chief legal counsel. Cowan, a 43-year-old African-American, pledged to go to Washington, mindful of the needs and aspirations of Massachusetts residents.
I am confident in my ability to make a positive impact for Massachusetts while I'm in the U.S. Senate. Working with, and indeed learning from our congressional delegation and President Obama, I know that I can help move forward the interests of this great state during this temporary period. And I look forward to this honored service.
Cowan succeeds John Kerry, who was confirmed this week to be the country's Secretary of State. He will not run for the office in the special election that will be held on June 25th.
This is going to be a very short political career. I am not running for office. I am not a candidate for public service at any time today or in the future.
Cowan is a native of North Carolina who came to Massachusetts 22 years ago to attend Northeastern University Law School. After working in the Middlesex District Attorney's Office and in private practice, he joined the Patrick administration in 2009 as chief legal counsel. He was chief of staff from 2010 until late last year. Patrick was a mentor to Cowan when he began his law career, and the senator-designate made clear Wednesday he and the governor share the same priorities when it comes to public policy.
There's not going to be any daylight there at all because there's no need, and Senator Kerry has worked in close partnership with Governor Patrick, and so you can expect me to do the same.
Patrick introduced Cowan as a trusted advisor who had earned the respect of people in state government. In selecting him, Patrick rejected former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, who had publicly lobbied for the Senate appointment.
There were other very capable candidates on the list, including Congressman Frank, all of whom, because of how capable they were, made it a difficult choice. But I'm confident that this is the right and best choice for us.
Patrick said he saw Cowan's appointment as an affirmation of the American dream.
There is talent in every community in the Commonwealth, and to the extent that we can reflect that, and encourage, little boys and girls of color, or who are poor, or who grew up in, if you will, marginalized circumstances, to imagine what it might be like to serve the public in these ways. And I think that's a great thing.
Cowan, like Patrick, grew up poor. His father died when Cowan was 16, leaving his mother to raise him and two sisters. Cowan and his wife live in Stoughton. They have two sons, ages 4 and 8. Cowan will be the first African-American senator from Massachusetts since Edward Brooke, a Republican who served two terms from 1967 to 1979. Congressman Edward Markey is so far the only Democrat to announce his candidacy for the special election for Senate. Another Massachusetts Democratic congressman, Stephen Lynch, is planning to make an announcement Thursday. Former Republican Senator Scott Brown, who lost in November to Senator Elizabeth Warren, is considering running in the special election. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.